What a great win for the Los Angeles Lakers, 124-115 over the Rockets. This is the first game of a five-game road trip. This is the start of the second half of the season. This is coming off a loss to the Orlando Magic. Lakers now 34-8 on the season. Just an impressive win. Just a great team win, any way you want to look at it. Great to see some of the different players that we don't get to talk about on a night-in, night-out basis come through. Of course, LeBron James, in Anthony Davis's absence, is going to do everything he can to help the Lakers win. Fantastic adjustments in the second half and in that third quarter where the Lakers completely took control, and all of a sudden, you know, what was a deficit at one point became a double-digit lead. So many good things to talk about with this Lakers team to start the second half of the season. Just a fantastic win any way you want to look at it. I want to start really just kind of highlighting a few of these role players for the Lakers, but I'm going to start with head coach Frank Vogel. Lakers were down 6 at the end of the first half. I know that doesn't seem like a big deficit, and frankly, I think they were very lucky to just be down 6. Westbrook had 22 points in the first half. James Harden was getting to the free throw line. Lakers had given up 65 points in the first half, so there really not much was working for the Lakers in that first half. And a combination of the Lakers shooting poorly, not playing defense, they were very fortunate just to be down 6 points. Probably should have been a 10, 11, 12-point deficit, and who knows? Maybe the Lakers don't have enough to come back and come back from that type of deficit. And then all of a sudden, the third quarter starts, and the Lakers make their adjustments, which, of course, most teams are going to make adjustments. That doesn't mean they're all going to work. But head coach Frank Vogel has done this a few different times, where in the first half, there's one side of the game, and in the second half, whatever was working for the other team, Lakers do everything they can to kind of try to stop things. So what Kyle Kuzma did in that third quarter on Russell Westbrook, I thought was so big for the Lakers. I tweeted something out just how critical that was to finally kind of slow down Russell Westbrook, and it really kind of slowed down the Houston Rockets, especially because James Harden was being doubled by the Lakers. 32-17 was the advantage for the Lakers in that third quarter. Kuzma got his offense going, and it all came from defense. And in that second half, Kuzma ended up with 17 points, but it was his defense that we should highlight, and I think the adjustments that head coach Frank Vogel made was a big part to do with that. And it wasn't just that one adjustment, but I thought that was key. And the Lakers' intensity on defense was just so fun to watch in that second half compared to the first 24 minutes of the game. Fantasy Springs, caller of the game. Need a break from the everyday? Fantasy Springs Resort Casino wants to give you a two-night stay with dinner and golf or bowling for two. Be tonight's best caller and win. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. Visit FantasySpringsResort.com to book today. Laker fans, what'd you think of this W against the Rockets? Rockets are top five in the Western Conference. They lost 3 of their last 4 games, but you know they're going to try and take advantage of the Lakers without Anthony Davis, without Rondo, AD being the critical player that's obviously out of this game, just basically being the fact that he's a top 5 player in the league. What'd you think of this Lakers performance? Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. And probably more importantly, what I want to hear from Laker fans tonight, if you call in, give me your thoughts on Kyle Kuzma. Because I've taken so many calls over these last 2-3 weeks, and so many of these calls are very, very critical on Kyle Kuzma. If he should be a part of this Los Angeles Lakers team moving forward. It's easy to look at Kuz on a night-in, night-out basis because there's such a microscope under him, and obviously this is championship or bust year. I get and I understand how much attention is on Kuzma. But tonight I was very appreciative as a Laker fan to see what Kuzma was doing and how he was doing it. His defense did the talking. Russell Westbrook killed the Lakers in that first half. They didn't have an answer for Westbrook. Try KCP, it's not working. Try Avery Bradley, that's not working. Put Caruso on him, he's still getting to the rim. Everything the Lakers tried in those first 24 minutes didn't work on Westbrook. I thought that third quarter, it was Kuzma's defense that was critical. I'm not going to obviously go very long without talking about how critical Danny Green was as well. 4 steals for Danny Green and 20 points. KCP's plus-minus was a plus-18 in the plus-minus. And he had 20 points with 4 assists and 2 steals. So a combination of those three players, that's the difference of the game. I love that Dwight Howard, his 10 rebounds, his 3 block shots, JaVale McGee I thought was key. There was key moments in that second half where I felt JaVale McGee's presence. He was a plus 11 on the plus minus with 9 points, 8 rebounds, and 3 blocks. So you have between Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee 15 points, 6 block shots, and 18 rebounds between those two players alone. That is as impressive as a team victory gets. Listen to how many players I just highlighted on this Lakers team. Listen to how many players I just talked about on a road win against the Houston Rockets, where the Lakers don't make excuses about who's in the game and who's not in the game. They lost that game to the Orlando Magic. Shouldn't have lost that game to Orlando. When I say shouldn't have lost it is, you know, they dug themselves a 21-point deficit. They came all the way back. They had a chance to win, but the way they played that game, they didn't deserve to win it. And then followed that up with a nice road win against the Houston Rockets. Aaron in L.A., you're on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Mom, calling me guys to Kyle Kuzma. Kyle Kuzma was a big factor in the game.
Huge tonight.
Yeah, they're saying all this, you know, rumors that I'm trading him and everything. They shouldn't trade him. He's a big factor. He's in his prime right now.
He won't even be in his prime for another 3-4 years or so. And I don't look. I'll just say I'm not saying that I got the full answer to what this Lakers team should do or anything like that, because if Kuzma doesn't have a good game, we're going to be critical on him. I just want to highlight and appreciate what he did tonight. Tonight he was fantastic, and it was his defense, not just his offense, that was obviously great. Who should you call if you've been injured in an accident? You need to call the Wallace Firm. Why? Because Wallace wins. My guy Brad Wallace and the attorneys at the Wallace Firm will fight relentlessly to get the compensation you deserve. And when Wallace wins, you win. Call 844-844-WINS or go to wallacewins.com. No win, no fee. So Wallace can win for you. All right, this is what we do when we come back. First of all, Laker fans, why do I have some lines open right now? 124-115 over the Houston Rockets. They shut down Russell Westbrook and James Harden, sort of. Both those guys were in their mid-30s as far as points go, but they still played incredibly impressive in this game without Anthony Davis. Let's talk some Lakers basketball. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN and head coach Frank Vogel. When we come back, stay right here. This is the Lakers postgame show on ESPN LA 710.
Here's Westbrook. Throws it backwards to Capella. And he tried to dunk it, and JaVale McGee blocked the dunk. Here comes LeBron the other way, all the way to the end. Lay it up and in, and the Lakers lead. Timeout, Houston. The Lakers have their first lead of the game.
That was a critical moment in the game there. It was in the second half. Lakers 32-17 in that third quarter. Block of the game is brought to you by Emergency Services Restoration, the leader in water damage restoration, sewage mitigation, and mold containment. Emergency Services Restoration. It's a slam dunk. All right, so blocks tonight. Lakers, 9 blocks. 9 blocks in tonight's game without Anthony Davis. JaVale McGee had 3 of them. I mentioned Dwight Howard had 3. Give one to KCP, 1 to Alex Caruso, and 1 to Danny Green. Great team effort by the from the Lakers. By the way, steals, 13 steals for the Lakers tonight. So defensively, you saw the Lakers locking down. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. So if you guys want to be a part of the postgame show, start calling in now. We got all our phone lines starting to light up here. But let's go to head coach Frank Vogel. Let's get his thoughts on the Lakers' 124-115 victory over the Rockets and what he saw in that second half to make that move and have Kyle Kuzma go guard Russell Westbrook.
What do you think was the biggest difference in that third quarter? He held them to 17 points and really flipped the game.
Well, I think we really we talked at halftime and watched a lot of tape at halftime, you know, about what we're trying to do defensively that we did not do very well defensively in terms of this scheme and how we're going to you know, use our double teams and with both Russell and with James, and you know, we just didn't do it very well in the first half, but we did a far better job of it in the third quarter. I think Kuz did a great job, you know, with some one-on-one sequences with Russell, and you know, I just think we just locked in better.
I know you watched how a lot of teams dealt with Harden this year to see what was working. What specifically with that, the kind of trapping him quickly and then having the rotation on the backside, how did you kind of get that to be more integrated into the second half?
Well, it's really, I mean, I don't want to get too much into what our game plan was, but it's within what we do. You know, it wasn't really anything that I saw somebody else do. You know, it's within what we do when our center gets ISO'd. You know, we just want to try to get the ball out of the ball handler's hands. And, you know, our guys did we did a better job, you know, committing to it in the third quarter in particular, but for the second half, and then rotating on the backside.
What do you think Kuzma and that rhythm in the second half?
I think we were getting stops. You know, we get stops, we get out and run, and, you know, Bron was throwing some darts. You know, he was finding him and hit a couple open threes, and it, you know, that always just helps your confidence.
What did you like about his defensive, sort of the way that he locked in defensively today?
Kuz?
Yeah.
Yeah, just containment. I mean, he works really hard on that end of the floor. And, you know, we were, you know, not only individually on Russell, but we were in rotations a lot tonight, you know, far more than I'm comfortable with personally. But, you know, he's got length and athleticism to compete in those situations, and he did a great job with it tonight.
It'll show just one win, but to win this game when you were behind early, start of a Grammy trip, can that add to confidence that we wouldn't see in a box score?
Yeah, I think so, in particular without AD. Yeah. You know, you know, we're playing without him, and we're undermanned, and, you know, we got to figure out other ways to score and to defend. And, you know, we didn't have a great performance last game, but, you know, our guys responded, and, you know, every win is a small success that builds confidence.
These guys seem to feed off that success in the third quarter. What kind of turned around defensively, especially in that third quarter?
Yeah, just, you know, like we mentioned before, the execution of our scheme was better in the third quarter than it was in the first quarter.
What do you make of AD's contributions tonight?
I think the bench as a whole, aside from the technical foul, which I do not approve of, I thought their energy actually did impact the game. You know, I mean, they were very engaged, and, you know, whether it was trash talking or communicating with our own team, you know, the coverages and when they go and what to rotate, you know, they were like a bunch of coaches over there. And, you know, I do think that our bench contributed to the win.
You guys are used to seeing, like, your jerseys in the crowd, but what do you make of the chants, Go Lakers or whatever, Let's Go Lakers, and then the MVP for LeBron in a visiting arena?
Yeah, it's pretty special, and we see it often, you know, but not maybe like we did tonight. And it's deserved for LeBron, and, you know, our Laker fan base is the best fan base in the whole league. So, and not surprised to see them turn out and represent and support us the way they did.
We've seen how blocks can be big momentum shifters for you guys. And JaVale had those two in the third, back-to-back, got the taunting attack on the second one. What did you make of those two plays specifically?
Yeah, they are momentum plays. I mean, you said it. You know, when Dwight and JaVale, you know, protect the rim and get us out on the break, it energizes the whole group. And, you know, it was JaVale in this case with those two plays that were spectacular plays at the rim. And when they lead to buckets on the other end, it's a dual benefit. And like I said, it just really energizes the whole group.
Frank, when
JaVale and Dwight at Harden in traps today, what is it about those two guys that allows them to do that? I mean, not near, like, way away from the rim. What did you want to see, and what did you like about that one?
Well, we're just looking for ways to get the ball out of James' hands. You know, we know he's an extremely dangerous scorer, and you know, we did it in a variety of different ways, but some of it was with them, and a lot of centers, you can't do that, but because of the mobility that Dwight and JaVale have, along with their length, you know, we were able to get it done.
That's head coach Frank Vogel, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet. Terrence in L.A., you're on the Lakers postgame show. Terrence, what did you think of tonight's game?
I thought the game was great, but here we go, Alan. This is what I want to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think remember last year, it was such a big deal made about LeBron's body language and how the players didn't like each other. And I know a lot of times people say it doesn't matter because you can win if teams don't like each other. But what it's showing is that the chemistry is creating a lot of effort. Mm-hmm. You have Troy Daniels and Quinn Cook. They come in. They're not known as defenders. They're undersized. But I see them play hard, fighting over screens, diving on the floor for the ball, and I see LeBron interacting with them. And when you play basketball, and when you're not as talented as arguably one of the greatest players to ever play, and he's
like Caruso said, calling you GOAT, and he's instilling confidence in you, that goes a long way. And so these guys, we've been in almost every game outside of the Milwaukee game where we played bad. The effort is there every single night. Yeah, you know, sometimes we get behind, but that happens. And I just think, Allen, you cannot make any moves. You can't break up the chemistry. You might add somebody to Iguodala if we can get him. But other than that, everybody is ready. Nobody's complaining. And everybody's laying it out there every night. And that's all you can ask for.
Terrence, have you won Fantasy Springs Call of the Game? I need the honest truth right here, Terrence.
Yeah, I won before, yes.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. I was ready to give it to you again. I can't give it to you again, but I appreciate you calling in. And fantastic points. I mean, those are great points. And chemistry means a lot. Listen, I talk a lot about how the Lakers might have an advantage over the Clippers when it comes to some of that chemistry, because these guys are playing together night in and night out. They're gaining that chemistry. Now, I could say it all I want. At the end of the day, you still got to go out and beat the Clippers. You got another chance coming up January 28th. They do have chemistry, and that's real chemistry. It's not fake. It's not that's authentic. And I think the Lakers, as the season progresses, that will become more and more of an advantage for this team. And it certainly was something great to watch tonight, 124 to 115. If you're looking for the very best pre- and post-game, you got to go check out the incredible Hotel Figueroa at the corner of Fig and Olympic. Well, check this out. $5 drafts on game day. Anytime you're out in L.A. Live, make it your pregame spot. Make it your postgame spot. Make it your spot anytime you're out in this area, Hotel Figueroa. When we come back, more of your guys' phone calls, and then we'll listen to the guy that everybody is, I feel like, has been talking about over the last couple weeks, Kyle Kuzma. And I know there's a lot of callers that want to hit on Kuzma as well, so we'll do all that coming up next. Appreciate you guys tuning in. This is the Lakers postgame show on ESPN LA, 710. 124-115, Lakers over the Rockets. We got a new win streak. It's one game. All right, we had that 9-game win streak snapped against the Orlando Magic. Let's get right back on it. Good performance tonight by the Lakers and great defense by the Lakers. Let's take some of your guys' phone calls here real quick. Anthony in West L.A. Anthony, you are on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Allen, how's it going?
Good, man. Thank you.
Good. So, like, my thing with Kuzma, everybody needs to... Like, if everyone remembers season, Brandon Ingram was like that second guy. Everybody knew that Brandon Ingram was looking right with LeBron. Mm-hmm. Once LeBron goes down and in that second part of the season, Kyle Kuzma was that man. He was that dude.
Mm-hmm.
So with all the troubles that he faced at the beginning of the year, it's good to see that, you know, he's having great games, and especially on the defensive side. Like, his athleticism and length is going to go a long way for us while we try to make this playoff and championship run. So I feel like, you know, why stop something when you got something going good? Like,
well, listen, here's the thing, Anthony, and I appreciate you calling in. It comes down to this for Kuz. By the way, you hit it on the dot when you said that, all right, the guy's playing some defense. So if he's playing defense, you know, that's great. You want to see that there's some momentum there. For Kuz, it just always comes down to consistency. That's number one. Number two, nobody doesn't think Kuz can't score. The question with Kuz is, you have a very specific role on this team because you're on a championship caliber team. This isn't a 10-win team right now. This isn't a 15-win team right now where you can go out every single night, shoot inefficiently, put up 25 points, and call it a day. This is a LeBron James-led team that is has championship aspirations. Anthony Davis isn't going anywhere. So when AD gets healthy again, Kuzma's coming back off the bench. The question is going to come down with Kuzma. Can you do it on a consistent basis off the bench? Can you do exactly what this team needs you to do and play a very, very specific role that's advantageous to the team on a night-in and night-out basis? I've said this a couple times, that there are times that I believe that Kyle Kuzma just isn't there yet on a mental level to understand, okay, you know, he's just 24 years old. He hasn't been there. Okay, I remember when I had that playoff experience 2 years ago, 3 years ago. No, he doesn't have any of that. So all this, he's just kind of trying to learn on the fly. And this would be a challenge for any young player. It would be a challenge if Lonzo was still on this team, if B.I. was still on this team. It doesn't matter. It just happens to be Kyle Kuzma. So that's the question. But for tonight, you know, I love that he had 23 points. I sent out a tweet before the game. I said, Kuz going to have 25 plus tonight. He didn't have that. But what I didn't think Kuz was going to do, he was going to hop in that third quarter and play some great defense against Russell Westbrook. All right, here's Kyle Kuzma. Enough of me talking. Kuzma, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet, inside the locker room.
Hey, Kuz, can you take us through the second half adjustment where you ended up spending a lot more time on Russ defensively? What was the key? What did the coaching staff ask for? And how did you try to execute?
You know, just like a little thing that, you know, Rondo kind of pulled me to the side at, you know, halftime point in the locker room. And just asked me, you know, if I could guard him. And I said, of course. You know, Westbrook was really hurting us in the first half with posting up, you know, our guards. And, you know, he's a tough load. He's a big, strong, physical guard. And in the second half, you know, that kind of got eliminated, you know, putting a bigger body on him. So
what do you focus most on with a guy like that, with a guard who's got some quickness?
Just keep him in front. You know, I'm confident in myself defensively and, you know, just try to, you know, keep him in front, make him take tough shots and, you know, just not foul, you know. You know, those guys, you know, they kind of look for fouls. And, you know, if you keep them off the line, you know, the ball's pretty well for you.
How did you guys turn those stops into offense as you flip the game on its head really in the third?
I mean, in that second half, we got a lot of, like, easy transition steals, you know, off their turnovers. You know, we did a great job of trapping Harden and, you know, really making, you know, just their other players, you know, just make plays, especially, you know, off the trap, you know, making them play 4-on-3 and, you know, seeing if those guys can actually make plays. And, you know, they just didn't do enough. So.
Since he came to this team, you've pretty much been a scorer. Do you feel like your biggest strides this year are on defense?
Yeah, obviously just defense, just being around these veterans, really just, you know, kind of inspiring me to, you know, add to my game. And, you know, I want to be on the floor. And, you know, if I want to be on the floor, I got to play defense. And, you know, I've just done a good job. And, you know, just I'm confident in myself defensively now.
That ankle caused you some problems earlier this season. Obviously, were you worried about it being more serious than it was when you went back to
it? No, I just went back to tape it up. You know, I just wanted to get back out there with my teammates and try to, you know, start the road trip off right and get a win. You know, obviously hurt a little bit, but, you know, stuck through it.
You guys have won.
You've been talking since you got to the Lakers about, you know, wanting to focus on defense and get better defensively. I'm just wondering, when you come into the league, what is the thing that takes the most adjustment to be a good defender?
You know, just a little bit of everything. Being able to, you know, understand the league, understand rotations, understand strategies, locking into game plan. You know, and it's tough. It's tough to play against an NBA. People just think it's an easy thing to do, but we're playing against the best players in the world. But, you know, I've just done a good job over my past 3 years, just, you know, just getting better every year. You know, that's the only thing. Especially coming in the league as a young player, everyone expects you to be perfect and, you know, a straight A at everything. But, you know, that's not the hard. That's not the case. And, you know, for me, that's just, you know, kind of what I want to, you know, do every day, every game, just come out, prove myself defensively. You know, you guys know it's hard to shake narratives, and, you know, people may say I don't play defense, but, you know, it is what it is. I know what I'm doing.
All right, give Kuz credit tonight. Definitely give him credit tonight. Eric and Marina Del Rey, you're on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, what's going on, Alan? First of all, great win. And I think this win above most of the other ones this year really showed how legit our coaching staff is.
Yeah.
In the first half, we couldn't, like, get within 6 points. I was kind of starting to doubt how the game was going. I wasn't feeling so good about things. Second half, whatever adjustments they made, got to give it to Frank Vogel and crew. Kuzma, here's the thing with Kuzma, right? And you say it every week. I think he had his best game of the year. To see him play defense, especially on Russ, was fantastic. We still have to see what we want to see out of him when AD comes back off the bench, because in a lot of interviews this year, Dwight has said, you know, I'm not a role player. I have a purpose. I'm fulfilling my purpose. So all about purpose. And when Kuz is coming off the bench, it feels like he's not coming off thinking this is my role this year. You know, the first 2 years he started, he scored a ton. feel like maybe he became a little entitled. And sometimes when he's not scoring this year, he's not playing on D. So if he could play like he did tonight, when if AD his, comes back,
and if his defense, Eric, and if his defense, we're coming up to a commercial breaker, so I'm sorry to cut you off, but if his defense kind of leads the way, like you're mentioning, Eric, that's next level for the Lakers, and it's next level for his own career. Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint, locally owned, manufactured, and operated. And with over 1,300 Vista Paint colors, your perfect paint expression is at Vista Paint right now. And don't forget, visit VistaPaint.com for your discount color sampler. Lakers win Points in the Paint battle 54-52, so just squeeze by two. More importantly, Lakers get the W, 124-115, over the Rockets. More of your guys' phone calls as we come back. I actually try and squeeze as many calls as I can when we come back. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. Stay right here. This is the Lakers postgame show on ESPN LA, 710. Lakers over the Rockets, 124-115. Congratulations to our mobile wash winner tonight, Alan Buddy. There's no need to waste time at the car wash anymore. Mobile Wash brings the car wash to you in minutes with everything necessary to bring your car to a full shine. It's the only app that offers on-demand car washing services wherever you are in SoCal. Download Mobile Wash now and you use promo ESPNLA to save. Lakers with a great win, with a number of guys contributing. KCP and Danny Green each with 20 points. Dwight Howard, JaVale McGee were huge for the Lakers. Alex Caruso, a plus 15 in the plus minus, even though the stats won't really show his true impact in the game. And LeBron James, 31 points, 12 assists. Lakers now 34-8 on the season. Ryan in Fresno, you're on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, Ryan.
How you doing, Alan?
Good, buddy. Thanks for calling in.
No, of course, man. I appreciate you having me. I just actually wanted to touch up on our early, I feel like during our little four-game slump that we lost, people were calling in. They were talking about our perimeter defense and how we have Anthony Davis. We have all these shot blockers that we should be getting out there. I mean, look at our perimeter defense tonight, man. They shot 12 of, 37? Mm-hmm. Russell Westbrook didn't even shoot a three tonight. And Harden went 2 of 9. I mean, that's a big plus with no AD on the floor. That's a huge plus from our perimeter defense. On top of it, I mean, the last call I was talking about Kyle Kuzma and what we're expecting from him when AD comes back. What about Danny Green, like you've talked about? I mean, even when AD's not here, he's kind of inconsistent. He shows up tonight, but when's the next time he's going to show up?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and on top of that, look at Quinn Cook. I mean, Quinn Cook's begging for minutes. This guy's pretty much pleading for minutes. He goes 2 of 3 tonight, gets 4 minutes on the floor. And, I mean, I think the rotation needs to be figured out a little more. We have stuff to figure out, but we look really good without AD. I'm really not complaining, especially on the defensive end, man.
Hopefully, Ryan, I appreciate you calling in. I hope that rest that AD needs right now to get through this, you know, tailbone bruise that he had a few games back. He's missed 5 games in a row. I got a feeling by the time AD comes back, he's going to be as fresh as anybody in the league. Rashad calling in from Portland, Oregon. You're on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, Rashad.
Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
A couple of things that I wanted to point out was, one, I really think people need to chill with all the Kyle Kuzma trade talks and all of that stuff, man. Like, if you look at just his track record, people talk about how inconsistent he is. Well, if you look at his numbers, he actually has numbers that rival all-star players. The only difference is, as a starter, he has numbers that rival all-star players. It's just that he's never been on a winning team. They've never really accomplished anything.
He's got to adjust.
I get that.
No, you're right, Rashad.
Yeah, I get that the numbers can be deceiving when you're not winning. But as a starter, Kuzma has consistently been over 18 points a game, over 45% shooting. So I feel like the pressure is on Frank Vogel and the coaching staff
to figure it all out. Rashad, we're coming up. The show's about to end. I want to squeeze one more quick caller in. Brian in Australia calling in. Go ahead, Brian. You got about 30 seconds. Go ahead, bud.
Yeah, g'day, Alan. It's Scott here from Melbourne, Australia. How you going?
Appreciate you calling in. Go ahead, bud.
Yeah, just pretty much what everyone else has said. I think Kyle Kuzma, I can't understand why we'd ever want to trade him given the value that he costs the Lakers versus what he brings to the game. He gets that consistency up. When AD comes back, they're not going to be able to double-team everyone, and there's going to be plenty of open shots for him. And I think if he gets that consistency, he's going to be that third piece that we've been looking for.
Brian, appreciate you calling in. All right, Lakers taking on the Boston Celtics coming up on Monday. Pre-game show will start at 3 o'clock, tip-off at 4:30. Great victory for the Lakers, 124-113 over the Houston Rockets. Thank you to Laura Roma Lopez here in our studios, along with Jesse Lopez and Rebecca Womble. We appreciate everybody tuning in as always. Lakers next game, don't forget, against the rival Boston Celtics. That's coming up this Monday. Lakers sitting at 34-8 this season, 124-115 over the Houston Rockets. It's the Lakers postgame show on ESPN LA 710.